there was maybe a natural disaster somewhere or something. I don't know.
Could have been. You're sounding a lot like Isaculum. Are you doing some kind of crazy voice encryption?
Nope. Huh? I got a headset.
You just naturally sound like Isaculum?
I'm going to go ahead and say that you're deaf.
Oh.
Amplitude informs me that your mic is way low.
I was afraid of that. It's turned up high. Let me check the sound settings. I've never actually used this laptop to broadcast our load.
Hold on. Let me see if I can... There we go. That does seem to make... Oh. Yeah, that's too much. Whatever you're doing there.
Oh, sorry. I turned on the mic boost.
Okay, hold on. Amplitude. Aha. Uh-huh. See, he's done this much more recently than I have. Try again.
Hello. I'm
testing
my mic.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yep. Amp has done this more recently than I have, which is to say sometime within the past year and a half.
Right on. So, but do I sound okay now? I don't need to check. It turns out there was no the mic boost. My friend Mike Boost hadn't been invented to dinner yet.
I see. Yeah, no, it's fine. It was a setting I had to change on my end, and it worked out. We're good.
Okay. I'm receiving some what's it from Mr. Skullhead. The same microphone that isn't working on his desktop machine is working on his laptop, so...
Excellent.
Luckily, it's only going to be a matter of a few weeks until he's down in Phoenix, so we'll be sitting in the same room, broadcasting all the time, using the glory that is Sam 6 or whatever we're on now.
Oh, you guys are getting your own station 24/7, broadcasting constantly?
Yes.
Awesome.
So then, no.
Oh. I was going to say, the crystal meth for that might get a little bit expensive.
Yeah, well, we could take it in shifts. I mean, we could each do 12 hours at a time.
That'd be fair.
Anyway, so he's in the process of downloading Skype, apparently, and we can... I'm going to tell him to call Aplo. I think I'm also on my laptop, so I'm a little, it's a little cumbersome here. The little tappy function on the touchpad quit working.
Not so hard.
And so it takes, you know, more than one finger to use the touchpad. And anything that takes more than one finger wastes the time.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I feel.
Bucket de Mowbray points out, and these are some questions left over from last show. In fact, I am switching focus among combo boxes in my copy of Safari right now. And, they told us the trick for Safari and Firefox for getting a max to keyboard focus combo boxes. Drop-down lists? Yeah. So, anyway, I'm not going to read the trick on the air because that's not the kind of show this is. But
it works now, which is good.
Yeah. Well, it would if my Mac worked. Yeah. But my Mac is currently a very, very expensive paperweight. And
yeah, you know, I share that, except mine isn't a Mac.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Just a broken laptop.
No, not a broken laptop, broken desktop. There's a reason I'm on Apple's computer.
I see. I thought maybe it was just because it gives you an erection to use your computer.
Oh, well, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Right. Man, you sound like iSpeculum.
Okay.
I'm just saying. You know, I'm in the same town as iSpeculum now. I should have called him.
Yerrick says that you're almost inaudible, but that does not make a lot of sense to me. I will go ahead and turn my mic down farther so that people can turn up their speakers or something.
Huh. Well, I don't know. It's on high. I don't have it boosted. The volume is most of the way up, though. I'm outside. I'm sitting by the pool in my mother's house. I don't know what that would have to do with it, though. Maybe there's too much background noise.
The wind whistling
in the willows.
No, it's just
really any willows.
Yerrick is insane, is what it is. Everyone else is telling her that.
We knew that already, though.
Okay.
We were talking about her today because we went to the Sonora Desert Museum, which is what they call zoos in that part of town, I guess. And we saw some endangered birds that we hit with fly swatters while screaming her name. Because, you know, she likes cruelty to birds.
Yeah. I know when I think of bondage and birds, I think of Yarik the Real Bat.
Yes. Yes. Because that bird is the end of bondage. I wish that had caught on, referring to women as birds. I guess chicks is kind of like birds.
When was that slang?
What?
When was that slang, referring to women as birds?
You know, in the 60s in England, I guess.
Oh, okay.
If Austin Powers is any indication.
All right. Yeah. And, like, I knew that, you know, in the 1920s, dames were twists, but that's about all I got.
Really, twists?
Twist was, in fact, slang for females of a certain type.
Huh. What, of what type?
The type that were alive during the 1920s.
Hmm. So really, really old?
I guess. I don't know.
Richard says, so, JNS, if a penguin were to jump up and hug you, what would you do? I would wonder how the hell I have ended up in a place with a climate where penguins could survive.
Huh?
That's what I would do. No word from Mr. Skullhead yet?
None yet.
I'll wait till he gets on to talk about the recent news item.
Uh-huh.
I did get interviewed by CNN Radio News last night.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, and after I talked to them, the next time they updated the story, the mention of us was removed. So that was kind of handy, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep.
There we go.
Hey, there we go.
No. Big conference.
Hey.
Hello, Mr. Skullhead.
So I guess I'll be getting myself a new sound card.
All right. We got Jick. We got Mr. Skullhead. We are live.
Yeah. Although, when I hear Mr. Skullhead talk, it's like some horrible echo clone robot.
Yeah, I'm hearing that too.
I am hearing no echoing, which is nice.
Maybe it's your mic. Who's over there?
That's extremely unlikely. I'm using a headset.
You're using a headset.
Huh.
I hear both of you guys. Anything that's in my anything that's in my earphones is going out to the radio.
You have such a soothing voice, Mr. Lebon.
Thank you. Is it totally unlistenable for you guys?
It's incomprehensible. I'm hearing two copies of what he's saying with a variable delay.
Hmm.
Let me see if
what's coming into Skype and what's being output to your sound card are both going out on the air.
No, everything sounds fine over the air.
So maybe I'm hearing both what's coming in through Skype and what's being broadcast.
Unfortunately.
I'm getting the echo as well.
Now, see, that time it wasn't so bad. Oh, this is a mess.
Yeah. Hang on, I'm going to see what I can do about this.
Hey, well, how you doing, Mr. Skellett? I guess we can try.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to know that I don't need a new headset, I just need a new sound card.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Is that in the Dell desktop?
Yeah, which is pretty new, so I have no idea what's going on.
And you haven't been doing anything weird, like trying to record yourself singing show tunes or anything?
No, I tried to record myself singing heavy metal, but that was different.
We went to some friends of my mom's for Easter dinner, and the guy was trying to get me to watch Rent. He was talking about how great it was. And I was like, oh yeah, my one real gay friend likes that.
And Amplitude likes Rent.
Huh?
Amplitude likes Rent?
Uh-huh.
Alright, I'm going to bow out connecting my laptop directly to the modem. See if that helps.
Alright.
So, I'll be right back.
He's going to do what now?
He's going to stop connecting his modem directly to the laptop. I don't know what that means. but it's what
he's
going
to try connecting his laptop straight to the modem.
Oh.
Though, if you can hear him okay, it's just some problem with the Skype conference.
I think what it is that in order to broadcast with WinApp, you need to set your recording device to basically what you hear, so that both your music and your voice will go out.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, Skype is using that same recording device to go back to you guys.
Okay.
Somehow that's making everything not work.
I don't understand why it does. It's not doing it to the stuff that you're saying. Maybe because there's no delay in the stuff that there's no delay between you saying and it being broadcast.
Yeah, I really have no idea what's going on with that either.
Because I'm not sure this is.
Here's Mr. Skullhead again. Hold on a second. Ta-da! There's Amplitude with a suggestion that I would love to do, but I'm not sure quite how. I'm going to play with some settings, and you're going to tell me if it sounds like total ass.
Okay.
Okay, I can still hear...
Does that sound like total ass?
Even plugged into my motor sound.
Still sound like total ass?
Indeed.
Yeah, it sounds awful when he's talking to me.
Okay.
And not just because he's being mean and hurtful. Though that doesn't help.
Okay, and let's try this. It's probably going to work even worse. Try again.
Now I can't hear anything at all.
Fantastic.
Now I can hear Mr. Skullhead. Can Mr. Skullhead hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Can you hear me?
So this is great. But are we broadcasting?
I can hear you.
I don't know. It's a vast improvement in sound.
But I don't hear Fitzilliband, so I think that there might be something. Yeah. No,
they
this,
can't
this
hear me.
Work. We could do the show like this.
But we can do it.
Yes.
So, Fitzilliband, if you is a listening, then...
And they're not checking their aim.
He's saying something to me in aim. He says, I can hear you. I will say, okay, are we broadcasting? Of course, I don't need to actually type that to him as I... And he says, yes, we're broadcasting. So, hot shit, fix Zord.
All right, this will work. I guess I'll have to go down and get me a new sound card.
I guess
it's
I'll
weird
have to go down on your mom again.
Yeah, I think you probably will. It's very strange. The headphone jack works fine, but the mic jack is jacked right up.
Huh. And it's not, there's no way it's just some like setting in Windows or anything?
I don't think so. Yeah, I haven't changed anything. When I looked at all the settings, they seem to be set up just fine. I don't know. That cord gets run over a lot. I wonder if it just, like, yanked
that's
on the...
out of shape, yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Got all bent out of shape.
Yep. It's all out of love. It's so lost without you. I guess we're supposed to broadcast like this and then just tell Fusilliband when we want music.
Yeah.
Yeah. We might be able to make it through without... we might be able to just trade off doing bathroom breaks this time. Since we've only got an hour and a half, we should be able to bump with that. So I was chatting with Fusilliband a little bit before we went in. I got a call last night from CNN Radio News, who wanted to do a little interview, and I talked to them for a while, and I basically told them, you know, all the things that are true about the game, and the next time that. Article was updated on CNN, there was no mention of KOL, and so I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they just decided that it wasn't worth mentioning, and that since there was more information and they wanted to keep the article the same length, that was the one thing they could lose. I looked around for a while today. When I got up this morning, I couldn't really find any front page news stories about it anywhere. Now I can see some because, I mean, apparently he's, I don't know, something has changed or they've got more pictures or something. That somebody came forward and made the statement that they wanted him to be executed, which, you know, I don't know why that opinion is exactly newsworthy, but they, I can't find anything that mentions us, so that's, you know. A lot of people are asking us why the account hasn't been disabled, and not that, you know, I don't know. The reason that I haven't disabled the account is because disabled accounts get deleted pretty quickly, and I want everything to be intact in the event however unlikely it is, that, like, his chat logs get subpoenaed. I don't want us to have taken any action that may even look like we were trying to get rid of it, you know?
Right.
Because, you know, I'm more than willing to cooperate with whoever. As much as I'd like to say that I'm, like, somebody who is going to stick to my guns on, like, preserving my customers' expectation of privacy or whatever, like, you know, I'm also not going to do it if it means not getting the guy arrested for murdering a little girl, you know? So,
yeah, I think, so. Like we discussed on the in person, or actually over the phone, that once you commit murder, all bets are kind of off.
I must.
Oh, there it goes.
Just a second. I must interrupt to say something. I apologize most grievously. I would like to implore you to educate both of the women that you live with when you're naked and people come over, that she should tell you. That's all I need to say.
Okay.
I feel a need to share that with both of you.
Were you broadcasting naked?
Absolutely. And there are people in our kitchen, and I learned that the hard way.
I would like to implore you to stop broadcasting naked because it's creepy.
Hey. Anyway, I'm sorry, but I felt the need to that big old screw you to Haplo in a fairly public fashion.
Well, thanks for that.
Cheers.
Oh.
And
boy.
Set that back. Right then. Have fun with that.
All right then. So we were talking in person about what now?
When we were talking on the phone, it's like once you commit murder, I think we pretty much throw your right to privacy out the window. So if you are another KOL player who's contemplating committing a murder, just know that we don't have your back.
Yeah, although, you know, I gotta say, murdering somebody is not against the policies, so there's really no grounds to disable the account.
I would put that under jackassery, except it wasn't another player.
That's true.
See, now we're going to get a whole bunch of messages about
one
heartless bitches.
No, I mean, I was a little worried. I mean, I was a little worried because it would have just added an extra layer of creepiness to it and just involved us in it more. That I was sort of worried that it was somebody that he had met playing KOL, but that seems to not be the case.
No, it looks like that was just somebody in his neighborhood.
Yeah, the article implied that they didn't even have a telephone, so chances are they didn't have internet access, so it wasn't a player.
I'm glad they took that out of there, because the more that I thought about it, there was just no reason to put that in there except to think, oh, loathing, that's spooky.
Yeah,
so,
no, and
I'm
mean,
a
so,
reporter
you know,
that didn't bother to check the site at all before he put that in there.
Yeah, and taken out of context, I'm sure it sounds like something pretty grisly, you know. And although I don't think he said anything to them about it, I think that they just saw it as his only interest on blogger.com.
Yeah.
But I told the woman on the phone, the CNN radio woman, I have no idea what that even is. I mean, does CNN have like an AM station, or do they provide news clips for other stations to broadcast, or like I don't have any sense of what CNN Radio News is.
Yeah, but, do I.
You know, I told her that if you looked at the list of the movies that he liked, you know, our game is a lot more akin to Monty Python and the Holy Grail than it is even Fight Club. I mean, it's, you know, he didn't have like Seven on there. That would have made for a better analogy. But
right.
So. Yep, what are you going to do? Anyway, I'm not going to disable the guy's account because I want the stuff to... I want the records to be intact in case somebody comes after them. Which I don't know that they even would. I don't know that... I mean, I think that it doesn't seem like the kind of thing where he was planning on killing a bunch of other people, you know, so I doubt that they're really worried about, you know... I don't know. Worst case scenario, he made arrangements to meet up with somebody who's going to show up, and he's not going to be there. Which, that's really best case scenario for them.
Indeed. Yeah, I think you're right. With given the he turned himself in and there was a body in the bathtub, I don't think they're going to need help gathering evidence.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he's obviously innocent.
Made for a festive Easter Sunday, I got to say.
Oh, so Tavern Wench has sent me a message saying that... were mentioned that there's a radio podcast that were mentioned in the middle of. I need to keep that up and download it. Just, let's see. I wonder if they actually used anything that I said. I told them that she asked if there was anything else I wanted to say, and I told them that I thought it was a pretty irresponsible trend in journalism to, whenever a young person commits a crime, to always blame it on whatever website or video games they use.
I bet that went over real well.
Yeah, I mean, she was nice, and I wasn't like a dick about it. I just said that, you know, I felt like it was irresponsible, and that, you know, that trying to draw any connection between us and that kind of act is just patently absurd. You know, I don't know.
You can't even eat meat in this game.
That's true. I don't think that somebody really had to dig for any cannibalism references too. But there was one where you wouldn't want the 7-foot dwarf foreman to roast you on his gorge foreman grill.
Uh-huh.
But even then, he's a dwarf and you're a human, so it's not cannibalism.
That's right. Kids, we are, I think I can safely say, we're pretty firmly opposed to cannibalism.
Yeah. Yeah, she asked me what kind of people play KOL, and I had to kind of bite my tongue to stop myself from saying, you know, murders, cannibals, that kind of thing.
Right.
But, you know, I didn't. I said, you know, that our players are literate and you know, young people.
From what, in pretty groovy, outgoing, nice.
No, I didn't say that. I was like, you know, the ones I've met have been assholes. I wouldn't trust them. The whole thing is there's a 3-second blurb, she said, but you are talking a bit. So, hey, my voice on the radio news is...
Good old 3-second blurb.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I just wanted to tell you that...
Oh, boy. Bunyip Andler says, suggests a Men Without Hats leaderboard for fastest ascension for male characters that didn't put on a hat the entire time. It would have to be a softcore leaderboard. You couldn't do it, actually, because you'd have to put on the star hat to beat that part of the quest.
Yeah. Men Without Hats the majority of the time.
No, is there any other time that you... I suppose that under certain circumstances you wouldn't be able to get cold protection without the scarf, which I think is a hat in that one. It's a hat. Bunny Bandler also says, funny story, I got in trouble for saying bastard. And then he tried to point out that it's okay for black people to call each other nigga, so it's okay for him to use the word bastard because he is a bastard. Now he says he can say bastard at school without getting in trouble.
No kidding. That's most excellent.
If that's true, then good on you there. Dark Horse says, does anyone know what the Talisman of Bacula really does now? Presumably Xenophobe knows what it does since he wrote the code for the thing that it gives you.
Yeah. I should comment while we're talking about the Talisman of Bacula that, yes, I gave Aubrianne one, and she's a big Scott Bakula fan, and she had a really shitty week after a couple of shitty weeks before that. So.
That's all right. If you want to spoil content just so you can convince female players to show you their tits, then that's fine. I know what it was. It was totally a Zomg show me her boobs. And she was
she showed me her boobs a long time ago.
All right.
This was completely intended to cheer up a friend who was having a shitty day. I don't really regard it as spoiler because it drops.
No, it does. It just hadn't yet.
Yeah.
Bunyip Andler says, I think that the wind-up chattering teeth are too useful. From what I understand, they do about 12 to 21 damage at about 15 pounds. They should do a lot less damage. Why not make it 1 damage for 5 pounds? Alright, I'm going to show you, I'm going to reveal to you guys one of our deepest coding secrets. There is a set of code in the fight script for a combat familiar. And the line that determines whether it goes off is if player familiar equals lime, or player familiar equals chattering teeth. So if the chattering teeth are too powerful, then so is the saber-tooth lime, because it's precisely the same code. Same messages you get.
Huh.
The chattering teeth attempt to bite them but miss. It's exactly the same thing as having the lime. The fight code does not know the difference. So whatever people think the teeth are doing, and whatever people don't think the lime is doing, they're wrong. That was the easiest familiar ever to code.
Right.
It's probably maybe 15 keystrokes.
So then we can keep adding weird familiars to the Grimoire as long as they're exact copies of,
like, other familiars. Yeah, that's true. Although that would, I mean, that starts to, that does get into the realm of very useful. I mean, I presume, you know, you could make the argument that it's a lot easier to get a gift from someone than it is a lime for yourself, but then it's just as easy to get a lime from someone as to get one for yourself.
Right.
You know, there's no like level requirement or anything on any of the familiars. Oh boy. Sorry, I got distracted by my wife emerging from the swimming pool in a hail
of red bikini.
A hail of breasts. No, we didn't bring any swimwear. It's just a t-shirt.
Boy. Your mom has a pool?
Yeah, she does. She's lived in this house for a long time. You've never been down here, have you?
No, I've been to that house. But we went to see the Maybe Giants. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, there's totally a pool. It might have been covered. I don't remember what time of year that was.
We weren't there for long.
There are like all these A-10s flying overhead because my mom lives right by Luke Air Force Base. And they fly A-10s around in, like, training patterns for shooting down hijacked commercial airliners.
Excellent.
Middle says, there should be a zone in KOL that makes fun of every race, religion, and sexual preference in the world. We're working on it.
That's what, that's our new Ascension Zone, right?
Yeah. PBA says, according to the porn name site, we are Dr. Cucumber and Private Bendover.
I call Dr. Cucumber.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, and you would call Private Bendover.
The opposite of that.
Wow, man.
Fred Levi says, how much cans do the meat of spray paint sink? How much meat do the cans of spray paint sink? Really not very much. It's on the order of about 0.01% of the meat introduced by Yetis in a given day. We've got a lot better meat tracking totals now in these kind of reports that are really interesting. You know, the spray paint, I'm thinking I ought to make it more expensive. But yeah, so the spray paint is super cheap. It's just really nothing. It's nothing compared to the amount that gets sunk by like buying Skills or by buying soda water or stuff like that that people buy a lot of.
Yeah. Is the money-making game still sinking as much as it did when we started?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a little tricky. This report is kind of goofy because of the way that, like, meat paste creation and stuff is handled. I'm gonna bring this up and look at it just for, like, yesterday. So I have some hard numbers in front of me. Yeah, there's a lot more meat coming in than going out. It's kind of disturbing. I'm worried that they're going to be... the other thing is that's going to happen as long as the population is growing and it won't create inflation. But, there was a billion meat worth of dense meat stacks sold. That's pretty crazy. There were a lot fewer Yetis killed yesterday than any other time. A lot of meat goes into advertising. About 10% of what came in from Yetis went out to store advertising. About the same amount went out to buying Skills, and about 2/3 of that amount went out in the money-making game. it's not actually a larger sink than, like, you know, the guilds in total, but it's probably more of a sink than everything sold in NPC stores all day.
I would imagine.
Sorry if you guys can hear these. We brought our puppy down to meet the German Shepherd that my mom has here, and they're having a game of growl and throat bite. It's like the sequel to Jack and Daxter.
Growl and throat bite and the Marlboro Man.
There are people talking about whether or not the game or the community should do some kind of fundraiser for the Underwoods victim. Personally, I think it's pretty creepy. You know, I feel like if you were on a bowling team with somebody who went nuts and murdered somebody, you know, the entire bowling team showing up at their house and like, hey, here's some money because we just wanted to show you that, you know, you have the support of his bowling team. I don't know. I am creeped out by that idea. And I feel like, you know, I mean, sure, if people want to do it, but I mean, I feel like doing it as a representative of the community is just, I mean, you know, I don't want to, like, officially forbid it, I guess, but I think it's creepy. And I don't feel like it would be a good idea for us to do anything official, certainly.
Oh, no, but Ted Poe's the one who's actually doing it.
Yeah,
and I think
the
way that he's going about it is, you know, it's like not on behalf of the Kingdom of Loathing, but we are concerned people who feel for you, and we wouldn't have known about this if it hadn't been for the Kingdom connection.
So, yeah, but I feel like it's going to be difficult to get in a position where you can explain that to them.
No, I mean, all he's doing is donating the funds to, there's already a memorial fund set up for the girl.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's pretty much just sending the money to them. I think the people who are saying that we should take charge of it and do it officially, it's a bad idea. The people who are saying we should set up a Mr. Store item that all the proceeds from it go to that, it's just triply creepy.
Yeah, that is very much something that I do not want to do. We didn't even do rewards in game for, you know, for the telethon thing, like, and it's that I would feel like I would never be clean again if I was helping somebody by sort of playing off the avarice and collector instincts of the game population. You know, it just would, I don't know. I just find that kind of distasteful.
Yeah, but it's not for a good product, no double playing off the avarice and collector instincts. Just right into our profits, that's fine.
Wow, you're really cutting out. No. I don't know if that's my, no, now you're better. Oh, I'm sure that was a very salient and well-phrased point.
Indeed. That's very weird. I don't really have anything going right now. I'm plugged directly into the modem.
No, see, now you sound fine. It might just be some slowdown on this end. I had to bounce my mom's cable modem and router before I could even connect the laptop, so I don't know. Pongo says, the flaming crutch is a cool weapon, but you need to fix the description. Read it on air and you'll see what I mean. Okay. There might be like a bad paragraph break in it or something. Let's see. Do you see anything wrong with that?
The description of the item or the description of using it in combat?
The description, there wouldn't be any text for using it in combat, any specific thing. This is like a normal crutch, only it's on fire. This would be useful if you found yourself without the use of one of your legs and possessed of fireproof armpits. Or, you know, if you wanted to hold it by the end that isn't on fire and hit stuff with it, that'd work too. Okay, I guess the end wasn't on fire? No? No, I don't think that's incorrect. Wow. Crazy dog fight.
Don't cry.
Do you see anything wrong with that? Maybe Ponjos is the inaccurate grammar police.
Let me look at it again. If you wanted to hold it by the end that isn't on fire and hit stuff with it, that shouldn't be a period. That should be a comma. Otherwise, it's an incomplete sentence.
Well, right, it's an incomplete sentence, but...
If you wanted to hold it by the end that isn't on fire and hit stuff with
it. No, okay, I understand that it's a sentence fragment, but there are tons of sentence fragments for effect.
Which I just don't think that works as one for effect.
What?
I would say, or you could hold it by the end that is not on fire and hit stuff with it. That would work, too.
But it was like, this would be useful if blah, or if blah. I mean, the or if blah is obviously a sentence fragment, but it's... I mean, maybe the sentences are too long to do it like that. Maybe fragments are only... Fragments only seem okay if they're staccato?
Then, or it's just that if you wanted to, structure just really demands to be completed.
Huh.
Yeah, I have a problem with that, too.
What? Fuck you. You're not the boss of me.
I think I'll just go fix that right now.
Yeah, fine. Faggot.
That's what you get for making changes to the game without consulting me.
Yeah.
Or the concordance.
Right. Biospark says, Dear JS, do you ever worry about the amount of plus damage items? Seems like it's possible to get plus 32 without any weapons. And most items, Mohawk, Talon, etc., aren't too rare or expensive. No, not really. I mean, it's possible to get, plus 400% meat drops, but you can't get 400% meat drops and 32 extra damage. A player who is just starting out and gets, 20,000 meat and buys all the plus damage items they can find at the mall, sure, they're going to have an advantage in the early game if they don't use the content as they find it, but I don't think that's that big of a deal. Plus, something like, you get plus damage from the Mohawk wig, but you also have to be relatively up there to equip it and drop some high-level zone, The talons, too. I mean, those are in a valley, and that's. Yeah, I'm not too worried about it. I mean, plus damage stuff has become a lot more important now that people have discovered the lunging thrust smack synergy strategy, and sure, that's fine. So be it.
Yeah, but Pontos was actually wanting us to correct something that isn't there at all.
Oh, what was that?
He said possessed of fireproof armpits. It should be possessed with fireproof armpits, which it should. Possessed of means that you have something.
Right.
I guess you could say unpossessed fireproof armpits, but possessed of is fine, Ponjos. You're on crack.
You just don't know. I mean, granted, I would say that that's an obscure usage of the word. But...
Yeah, but we do that,
Yeah, well, right.
You get hit with legion blows.
Yeah, oh yeah, okay. I was trying to think of what the thing that was mentioned in the forums was, and that was it. Describing a bunch of stuff as legion objects, because that was like in the Bible and shit, man. When Jesus is like using his mad exorcism powers, like Jesus didn't do a lot of cool like Gandalf style shit in the Bible, but that, man, that was cool.
Yeah. Do you read the
Bible?
Yeah, memory.
I'm sorry, you cut out. Do you read the Bible what?
Player base.
Oh, player base. Yeah.
I can't remember the book. I can't have an exact hear it. What happened.
No, I'm sorry. God damn, you're cutting out again. Maybe it's me. I don't know. Maybe my mom is downloading porn or something.
Well, I was sending your mom a giant zip file of the video of the last time we had sex.
Oh. Fusilaben says he's hearing the cutout, too. So, could be just weirdness in between. Because this is pretty strange. Our voices are both going from Arizona to Boston and then being broadcast. As opposed
so
to just
Arizona to Arizona Boston to you.
To somewhere else in Arizona to broadcast. Grayson says, remember how you said you were going to put an adventure again link in the hedge maze? That was cool. Any chance you could say it again? I'm going to put an adventure again link in the hedge maze. Or, war. Huh. Good God. Y'all, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. I could say that again, too.
Yeah, I suppose you could, but should you?
Cyan220 says, since I screwed up the cadence last week, how about how much whore ass would Horace Grant grant if Horace Grant could grant whore ass?
That's pretty good.
I don't know who Horace Grant is.
I think that's beginning of the state, honestly. Where's Steve? There was some guy we went to high school with named Steve Grant, about whom we first postulated that.
Yeah. Enemy Lasagna, I like that name, says, hello guys, I want to know a few things, like what we're thinking, because there are some things we can't hide. I'm sorry, a few things about trophies. There are two undiscovered ones. How do you get them? What is it involved? And will you make more trophies anytime soon? There are actually 7 undiscovered trophies. I added a new trophy like 2 or 3 days ago. So, we're adding trophies, you know. We add trophies whenever we think of stuff to add trophies for. And there are times when we think of trophies, but then need to track something. And so rather than putting in the trophy and starting to track stuff at the same time, we start tracking stuff, and then later on when we think of it, we put in the trophies.
Just keep doing a bunch of weird stuff that wouldn't expect a trophy for.
I wonder how many people have found trophies by hunting for trophies. I feel like most people are going to find them by just doing stuff by accident, sort of.
Those that don't spoil them, yeah.
Yeah. Which, I'm cool with that. There's one trophy that I'm so fond of that I think right now only me and Riff and Hot Stuff have, and just no one is ever going to find it. If we made ours public, then people would see it, and they would say, huh, I wonder what that means. And one person out of 5,000 would think, huh, I bet I know what that means. And they would try the thing, and then they would spoil it, and everyone would have the trophy. But it's a trophy that anyone in the game could go get right now. Just that you don't have to have stuff. You don't have to be like, you don't have to, you know, have any resources except the resources to buy the trophy. But it's a trophy that pleases us so much. So much. And I really hope that somebody does find it so that it becomes known, because we're full of ourselves about this. Clever reference. Anyway, just saying. Intellectual Panther says, also, as you seem to regularly run out of questions, here's another. Oh, I didn't read any of his first ones. But, sorry, pretentious artist who I just answered the phone and hung up on. I got a new phone, so whenever I open it, it answers it, and I forgot that. How much new content can we expect this year? New island? A couple of new areas and quests? I remember reading somewhere, Jake, you planned for another island a long time ago. How about it? So we talked about doing the other island that was only available to donators a long time ago, and that's something we decided against. Although, you know, I got to thinking, it'd be neat, I think, to do a access to a zone as a item of the month.
I don't.
You don't think so?
No.
Why?
So I don't think that we should come up with a bunch of content that only people who donate to Mr. Store would see.
Well, only people
see the difference between that and charging a fee.
Well, what about the grimoire? I mean, that's content that, I guess, presumably the reason that that's okay is that people who donate can create the stuff, but anybody can receive it from people who did.
Yeah.
Create it.
When we thought about doing a zone for people who donated, we thought, you know, any items that are in there, people would be able to buy at the mall or trade with each other. And there was just so much of an outcry against that.
And the only thing that we were doing was sort of, I guess, restricting people from seeing the content themselves, which is kind of what we wanted to avoid in the first place. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Although, I do think that we'll end up with a decent chunk of content going in this year, especially since in less than 3 weeks I'm going to be moving down there.
Yeah. So there'll be some delays we experience now that we will no longer experience.
Yeah, and I'll get to be in on the fun. I wish I could have, wish I had known that Sneaky Beats and Oyster Day were.
We didn't really, like, all of that stuff I put together in the middle of the night right before I came down to visit my mom. Like, I mean, we sort of, it occurred to us a while back, you know, as soon as Zeno put up the new calendar, that it was going to be. See, the other thing is, it's Oyster Day again next Sunday, which I feel like maybe we ought to just skip.
Yeah, I don't think we should fire it again.
I mean, so it was like, you know, what I was going to do was I was just going to let Sneaky Pete stay fire, come up with the new cone item or whatever, and then, you know, just do Oyster next week, because that's also like Orthodox Easter. But then I was thinking, no, you know, people probably want Easter content, and it might be a good time to retire the traffic cone idea anyway, because that's just, the harder those got to write, the longer we went with those, the harder they got to write, and it's just also, it's kind of, I don't know, dare I say, it would get boring if it was just one traffic cone after another. The other thing was, like, somebody pointed out, and this tugged at my heartstrings, at the last minute, they were really hoping that there wasn't another exclusive item that you could only get on St. Sneaky Pete's Day because it was Easter and they were going to be away with family and just not able to play their turns that day. You know, and so people who had collected all five cones and then just missed the sixth one because they were being nice to grandma, that would suck. You know, so we were sort of like, oh, you know, some tradable, like those baskets, you know, and I was just, and it's really only like, three new items, I guess. I mean, four new items. It's kind of recycled stuff. One adventure, but yeah. I mean, it's not that anybody was really out of the loop. It's that no one was really in the loop on it. I just
sitting here rubbing.
That was just hastily thrown together at the very last minute. In fact, I didn't even get it done. I was like, hey, Zeno, I'm about to leave to visit my mom, so you should do these things before rollover. And took off, like, coding the outfit and stuff, which, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens to those, because they weren't, you know, they weren't exclusive, like, the time stuff or the Crimbo stuff, you know. People could have gotten the whole set on their own. It'll be neat to see what the market is like for the stuff. And also, I mean, people were talking about how everybody who opened those baskets were suckers, because the baskets are going to be worth so much more in the mall than the grass or the items that's made from the grass, because just it's a bunch of booze and a bunch of oyster eggs for one pull in soft core, so it has the chance of being something good, I guess. Maybe that's part of why it's valuable, and that's why it would seem valuable to me. And then people criticizing me for having the same graphic as the oyster basket, and because people are getting ripped off. But, you know, pay attention, read things, you won't get ripped off.
Two or three of messages about people, please disable this scammer, because he told me he was going to send me a cool basket, and he only sent me an oyster basket. And I've just been writing back with, I guess you should have paid more attention.
I mean, I suppose that I could just go in with paint shop and edit an egg into the top of that basket or whatever, and then it would be different, but then people would say it wasn't different enough.
Yeah. Maybe it should be a basket that's shaped like John Goodman riding a motorcycle eating a taco.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was thinking I could make it a basketball basket. Yeah, it doesn't really hold. You turn it over and dump it out somehow.
You just pick it up off the ground and then find all of the items sitting on the ground?
Yep. You know what I'd like to do? I would like to go to, like, GameWorks and shoot basket in one of those basketball shooting games. That's what I would like to do right now, Mr. Skullhead.
Dream big, man. Dream
fuck
big.
Fuck this radio jive. Yeah. Anyway, Phantom Trucker says, why is there no pina colada? Well, there are two. One for each hand.
Like getting caught in the rain. Pina coladas either.
Jedi Knight Amu 902005, what are you going to do with the Star Grab now that you can't equip the buckler and the sword at the same time? Well, I'm going to leave it the way that it always was, which is that it does not require a weapon.
Why are people saying that?
Huh?
Why are people still asking us that?
I mean, I think people just believe that it should include one of the weapons, but it just it doesn't, and it never has. I mean, I guess it kind of sucks that you can't wear the star outfit and wield a star weapon, but, I mean, I don't know, man. You know, you can't... I don't even know what I was going to say. It was something stupid, I'm sure.
You can't always get what you want.
If you try sometimes, though, you just might find that you get what you need.
And what you need is to be able to equip the star outfit to get past a certain challenge, if you can do that.
Yes, indeed. Bunny Bandler says, if I make a new multi named Jack underscore Thompson, because Jack Thompson was already taken, would you make his custom avatar an asshat? Yeah. If you bought a custom avatar for him. Let's see. Jeffrey Duke says, hey, JNS, I know you guys both enjoy yourselves some Family Guy, but I was wondering if you saw the South Park episodes that ripped on Family Guy. If so, what did you think? I read an article about it. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
I don't really pay attention to South Park. Like, I'll watch it if it's on, but it's not... I have a hard time sort of paying attention to when new episodes of stuff are coming out. And it's like, you know, there are certain things that I'll just, like, set my TiVo thing to record new episodes, and then it just always will. So, like, it's still set like that after a whole season passes, and so whenever there's new Family Guys, it just starts recording them again or whatever. But I never did that for South Park because it's like every time I watch South Park on purpose, it's one that I've already seen. But I haven't seen a lot out of the last few seasons, actually. Anyway,
I did see the two, I saw the Tom Cruise episode and the Chef's Death episode, and those were both pretty damn funny. But I've not seen the Family Guy one. And I really don't understand why, like, the South Park guys don't like Family Guy. I know that they don't. But
I mean, the Simpsons guys really hate Family Guy.
Yeah, I can see that a little bit more because, you know, we got the dumb dad and the smart wife.
Yeah,
but
I
really
suppose.
Completely different style of humor, honestly.
But yeah, and I mean, I can see there's sort of more of a rivalry there, I guess, but I don't know.
What are they going to say? Like, Family Guy has too much scatological humor. They rely too much on jokes and pop culture references. They're crude.
It's getting weird too. Like they're starting to reference a lot of like just random sort of internet phenomenon. Family Guy. I forget what it was on the last one. There was, shit. I just totally don't. It was something where the camera was just on Peter doing something weird for a long time. And it was just some reference. It was some reference to some internet phenomenon that sort of predated my wife, so she didn't recognize it. I don't remember. My wife's, you know, wide exposure to the internet.
Yeah.
Oh well, that's. I know this is riveting radio. Me trying to think of something that I can't think of.
Yeah. That's why I was going to jump in and say, hey, I just got the third set of DVDs, and Family Guy DVDs. They're just as good as the first couple, if not...
Yeah, well, I mean, there were only two seasons before it got canceled, right? So...
No, there were three seasons, but they're in two DVD sets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I will, I put in... This is a neat thing. I didn't know you could do this. So I've been watching through the DVD releases of the seasons of Scrubs, right? And I went to Amazon to see if the third season was out, and it's not out yet, but it's coming out in like a month. But you could pre-order it and pay for it, and they send it to you when it comes out.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
That's really neat. I had no idea that Amazon did that.
And they usually give you a decent discount if you pre-order it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess I don't really remember how much they cost when I bought them at the store. And I don't
remember because you roll around naked in money.
No, I mean...
You're all like, I don't care how much it costs.
No, I just don't remember how much it costs. I mean, it's not like... I wouldn't have... I know that I'm pretty sure it didn't cost $1,000, because if I had walked in there and been like, ooh, season one of Scrubs, how much is that? Oh, $1,000. I shouldn't buy that. You know? But I mean, I think it was like $40 on Amazon, but I don't remember if it was appreciably more than $40 or approximately the same as $40 when I bought it. I think I bought the first season at Borders. So really, they weren't Doctors Without Borders.
Yeah,
it was. It was Scrubs and.
Because I'm a doctor. Yours was better.
Evil Durf says, will Jarlsberg ever have his own holiday?
I'm going to go ahead and say, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of a real life holiday that you could really set up like a wizard as.
Beltane.
Beltane. Samhain. Is it because it's catchy? It's of Samhain.
That was weird to have some pig food for everything. If it's not, why the hell is it spelled so with it?
Yeah. I mean, what language is that even in? It was something that uses the Roman alphabet, but the pronunciation is that off?
I believe it's some, like, Gaelic or one of those weird, you know, whatever language it's, yeah. Welsh has a lot of the same letters, and they all say different things. Like, the double L is a, yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to sound stupider the more I talk, so.
Evil Durf asks why my shopkeeper is named Bjert. Why are you named Evil Durf? Or, you know, imagine your real name. Why are you named that?
Fred Levi.
Scully, you're breaking up a lot, and Priscilla Band is hearing it too, which means that so are the listeners. But I can't imagine there's anything that you could do to prevent that from happening.
To suggest going on hold. So here, let me put myself on hold. And then put myself off hold. And maybe that will help. So I'm going to be on for about 10 seconds.
Okay. Nama says, it's Irish Gaelic, faggot, which isn't a phonetic language. I don't know why Nama thinks it's okay to call me a faggot. You know. Yeah. Gorblack says, hey, did you know that I started asking about the gift shop guy in the same episode of the JNS show as the Beer Babies Ramble? Pretty cool. Yeah. Reverend Noodleyson says, Jake, why does it say in your profile that you're a proud bearer of a Mr. Accessory, even though you don't have a Mr. A equipped and are thus not bearing one? I think I probably do have one equipped. Yeah, I have one equipped. It's just that you can't see my equipment. Because I don't want to, like, spoil stuff, you know? I don't want to equip stuff while I'm testing it and everybody be like, dude, why? What's the puppy smashing mallet? And then I've, like, totally spoiled the puppy smashing quest. So, alright, Nama says that BH and MH are pronounced like V's, so it's Savan. Savan is still wrong. It should be Savan.
Who the hell decided that?
Irish Gaelics.
Yeah, emphasis on the gay.
Yeah.
And the lick.
Yeah. The Gunman says, hey guys, if you knew that you were not going to see your wife for a whole week, what would you do? Mr. Skillet doesn't have a wife. Yeah, I would probably masturbate a lot too.
Well, I would know that I was going to see Jake's wife, so.
Oh, yeah. So he says, hey, how was your prom back in high school? I might have been able to get somebody to piss on me if I was on fire, but I would not have been able to get a prom date to save my life at that point. I think Mr. Skullhead went to prom.
Yeah, but everything that I enjoyed took place somewhere other than the actual prom.
You're breaking up, and it's hard to do.
It's hard to not go through the wall. I'm looking forward to being down there and having a real internet connect.
Yeah. Yep.
This looks good while I try to use it.
According to the random name generator, says Gorblax, you should name the gift shop guy Vilmos. Vilmos. The gunman asks how many interracial couples we know of. I know of one that I like a lot.
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with him.
Hattie says, I think it'd be keen if you guys made a chair that is held in the offhand that lowers monster level and gives plus melee damage when using a whip. That's a cool idea.
But occasionally, just in the middle of a fight, Mr. Horrible will come and beat the crap out of you.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Hey, we get praised for our taste in music, the one show that we don't have any control over the music.
Neither of us chose it. That's great. Griffin P says, please tell me why you won't put in a game mechanics chat channel. I keep asking and I'm ignored / made fun of. You know, I would be all about it if we could figure out like a context. I mean, if it was like Spade channel or something. Maybe like doing something with a grave robbing shovel should give you something that allows you access to /Spade. And then we'd have to do /Kike. And /Spick, which would of course lead to /Span.
Yeah, which wouldn't be a bad thing, really.
Because I mean, basically, I think like hardcore tends to be kind of a game mechanics channel, but you know, you have to have ascended once hardcore to have access to hardcore, you know. And apparently, that's not satisfactory to Griffin. Glebe says, how come spell damage doesn't have some form of critical hit? Well, it does if you take into account the elementalishness. You know, if you use the proper element, you get double damage, which is better than a critical hit. Well, I guess...
Yeah, not. Although I would say that it also has the equivalent of a fumble.
Yeah.
I mean, usually when I'm using skills, I notice most when it hits for one damage.
Yeah, because it's... But it's obvious when it hits for one damage that it's... failed. It's not immediately obvious when the number is twice as high as the number has been, you know? Like, out of context, you know that one is one, but you don't necessarily know that a given bit of damage is double what it was the last round.
Uh-huh.
I guess it depends on how much attention you're paying, but I don't know. You know, I've got some ideas, and I think that we've got a pretty satisfactory solution to what people are perceiving as the early game problems with saucers and pasta messers, and you know, I like the point that somebody made in that thread, which is that everyone who's complaining about this is doing so in the context of a first like hardcore run as a pasta messer or as a sorcerer. And they're not playing the game the way a first-time player is.
Right.
You know, they're trying to get through it as quickly as possible. They don't spend more time in zones than they need to so that they can see all the content. You know, I don't want it to seem like I'm sort of bowing to these complaints because I feel like there's something drastically wrong with the way those classes play, but... We always sort of intended to put in some books that work as offhand items and focus spells to specific elements. Yeah, so, I mean, and then the high-end skills, the level 14 skills, sort of take over for that and make it so you always get the right thing. at, or always can choose.
And customizable gameplay, any place didn't really have to do that. So it's not just that we've been getting complaints.
Yeah.
Speaking of complaints, Merbo says, "Hey, Mr. Shithead, what Mr. Shithead do with Talisman of Bacca?" Okay. Brienne's my friend. I gave it to her as a gift because she was having an incredibly shitty week in an incredibly shitty life. And it made her so happy that I don't really care what anybody else has to think about it. So those of you who are complaining about it, I'm just jealous and you can fuck off.
Okay, yeah, fine. If you want me to fuck it off, then fine.
You're jealous for Talisman of Bacula?
I'm not jealous for Talisman of Bacula. I mean, if one of them had dropped, it would have been absolutely ethically ambiguous to do it. You know, it just I gotta say it bothers me a little bit just because it hadn't dropped. I mean, it was spoiled in that way, and I was like, wow, that's kind of weird that Aubrienne, as a well-known player, got that on the first go. But I mean, yeah, it's not a big deal. It's not. I'm not saying it's something you shouldn't have done. I'm just saying it's something that I wouldn't have done. You know, but I'm also an asshole. So
people,
that's,
I wouldn't tell you an asshole. Just, I don't think you'd be likely to be having a long conversation with someone on KOL about how happy their day was.
Yeah, that's probably true. Ex-academic points out that there's a X-I-Y-I-N-I-A, or whoever.
Don't believe there is anymore. I'm just trying to hear who is and didn't get it.
875-380. Because who knows which of those are L's and which of them are I's.
Oh, right.
I ought to go in and blacklist every combination of that. That's going to be irritating because of the number of them. Although, what are there? Really only like 6 combinations.
Yeah. Got rid of it.
Yeah. So I'll go in. At some point, I will go in and blacklist all the variants of that name. Glebe says, men without hats, with the S capitalized. You're allowed to have one.
But that would mean that you'd be required to change your gender at least twice, because otherwise you'd just be a man without hats.
That's true.
So you'd have to turn female and back, and then you'd be man.
Yeah, but then at whatever point you turned female,
you could wear all the hats you wanted.
You could wear all the hats you wanted. Yeah. Globex says, so I assume the teeth work the same way in the arena as the lime. You know, I don't know, because that's the arena proficiencies are stored in the familiar table and not in any actual code anywhere. So I don't know. They might have made up a different set, or they might have just said, "Oh, this is the same as a lime," and did it exactly the same. You know, you'll have to experiment. I'm sure it's already listed on the wiki if you really want the details.
Oh, I'm better now. It says, thank you for the new items in the Grimoire. Great job, guys. You're welcome. I think
Cyclops says, sorry to tell you, but Dick is Dr. Cucumber and Scully is Private Ben Dover.
More like Dr. Gherkin.
R.E. Potterstein says, what's the biggest meat sink? Oh, let me see. I think the biggest meat sink is probably skills. Nope, the biggest meat sink is contributions to clan coffer. Which is interesting, because that stuff that I tend to think of as being pretty much worthless in terms of gameplay, but I guess not.
No, the, when you're in Ronin, the training stuff really doesn't help, but one of the draws of a clan can be that they have those buffs every day.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I think our clan still has a buff, but
Queen Sissy says, so are the rumors true about the tiny plastic sword being broken soon?
No.
You don't know.
No,
Fallen out of the box says, is there a limit to the number of fake hands you can have equipped? If so, it's probably like 16.7 million.
Yeah, go for it. So, every one of the fake hands equipped does a -1 to melee damage, right?
Yeah.
Is it possible to hit for negative damage?
No, it's not. It bottoms out at one. If you successfully hit, you do at least one damage.
I think it would be interesting to be able to fail your hit so badly you actually restore some of the monster's hit points.
You accidentally put a band-aid on them instead of stabbing them.
You really suck at this, don't you?
I can't find my pants. Oh, there they are. Triple Jake says, Jake, that booty. Have you put much thought into changing clan warfare at all? I think it could be a lot more fun if there was more to it. It's fun to participate in, but it seems kind of lacking. Yeah, I agree that it is lacking. I'm surprised that people do it. It's just not a very well-designed game. It's not a very well-designed sub-game, and it's very easily dominatable and very easily made goofy by people dicking around with stuff. People with a lot of whatever.
As the biggest sentences I've heard long.
You're cutting out too bad for me to actually hear you.
Excellent.
Dots asked if there are going to be more Kambala days. The Sneaky Pete's Oyster Day was awesome, and I remember Halloween Christmas coming up at some point. It just happened that Sneaky Pete's Day fell on actual Easter, and that also the thing with the stuff happens on the other thing.
And we haven't consulted the Concordance yet to see what we're going to do for that.
You know, we should come up with a Jarlsberg holiday, like for whatever day on the KOL calendar Halloween is in this year. If it's not already a holiday, we should make it a holiday. And we should do it at least one cycle ahead of time so that we can be like, whoa, awesome, another awesome coincidence. But now everybody knows. Palpy says, cool Gandalf shit. Gandalf never did anything cool. He did too. He killed the Balrog and blew smokers that looked like boats.
And at the movies, he had the cool, like, staff, sword, double fist, ass-kicking action.
Yeah, no, totally. And he was riding around on Shadowfax, swinging Glamdring to and fro. Yeah.
Which fits us for somebody, you know, like Ian McKellen.
That guy's a homo.
It's really interesting, actually, watching X-Men and X2 and then The Lord of the Rings to just see how gay Ian McKellen can act and then how non-gay Gandalf comes off as.
Yeah. I mean, seeing Ian McKellen on Saturday Night Live just, I don't know. It doesn't bother me if somebody's gay. It bothers me if somebody's gay and that's all they talk about. And that's kind of what his monologue was like. I don't know. Fembot Octopant says, why are the Vampire Hearts / Use Blood Vials quest items? If you want to keep them non-tradable, at least let us put them in display cases. No. The reason that they're quest items is because I don't want... I want you to have to earn all of them that you're going to use because they're powerful as stat-boosting items. So if you're in Ronin, I don't want you to be able to pull a bunch of them, and because they don't hit spleen or anything, I don't think. No, they don't hit spleen. The only thing that limits your consumption of those is how quickly you can collect them, and that's limited by the number of adventures you can get. But if they were made such that they didn't go away at Ascension, you'd be able to stock them up, and it would be super abusable. I mean, it would make it so anybody who spent a couple of months getting ready for it could trivially do a one-day ascension.
And that's just not the way we roll.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want that, so. Yeah.
I understand that people are like, ooh, blood-related stuff, I'm a vampire. I wish to put my display. No one will know that I'm a vampire. There are ways to make it clear that you're a vampire. It's just not what it takes it, just in case.
Right. And by not by putting a thing on your display case that says it can only be viewed at night when I'm wearing my sunglasses. P.S. Don't masquerade on me.
Or switch the blade. For a long time, I thought those lyrics were "Don't switch to fade," and that just didn't make any sense in a kind of an interesting way.
Yeah.
But I guess "switch to blade" is boring, but at least it makes sense.
Well, I mean, it would be like, what if you were stealing somebody's ceremonial Klingon knife that they ordered from, what's the place that does the replicas? Franklin Mint. And you replaced it with like a fake replica Klingon knife and sold the original for you know, like that. Yeah, don't do that. I'm wearing sunglasses.
Although I always thought it was "don't masquerade on the guy in shades," and it just seemed like "masquerade" as a verb works so well with "on," but it's actually "don't masquerade with the guy in shades."
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, I thought that because you told me that. That was the only reason.
Everything I've ever told you is a lie.
That's, except, yeah. And that. I'm beginning to realize that the more I think. Mr. Skullhead used to play this fun game with me when we were younger, where he would just make up some ridiculous shit, and I would believe it, and then he would be all proud of himself for getting me to believe this ridiculous shit.
No, I would always be incredulous that you believed the ridiculous shit. Because I would say something as a complete sarcastic joke, and then you'd be like, "Really?" I'd be like, "No."
Yeah, I'd be like,
you'd be all, "Really?" I'd be all, Ragnarok X says, "I thank you for saying the word taco, and I hope you enjoyed us saying the word taco, because that was the only time on the show we were ever going to say it."
The bell.
The what?
The bell.
The bell.
Let's make a run for the border. Okay, Bye says, "Oh man, don't cancel Oyster Day. I find an ascension for it." Yeah, I don't know. Armex says, "Since Orthodox Easter is a hardcore Easter, in parentheses, no pulls from heaven, next Oyster Day should be hardcore only." That's funny. What is Orthodox Easter?
I don't know. It's a different day. Yeah.
Oh, that clears it up.
It takes place on a different day. I don't know. It's still the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus. Probably a little lighter on the bunnies and the eggs.
Tiffy says, "I'd like to see the search function in the mall show exact matches first. You have no idea how hard it is to search for NGs by name." Yes, I do. I know exactly how hard it is, and it's exactly as hard as it was to type NG in quotes when you typed NG in quotes in this message. Granted, this is an undocumented feature. Anyway, go to the mall, search for quote NG quote, and you will get only NGs. Or NGs, as we call them.
Isn't it more "eng"?
I don't know.
Because it's not like "Anna Ng and I are getting old."
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, no, sure, yeah. Eng. I don't think, though, that N-G-U-Y-E-N is "Enguyen." I think it's,
no, it's "when."
I think it's like, what, "when"?
Yeah, I mean, you start out with your mouth closed like you're saying "ng," but then you just go, "when."
When? Okay.
Yeah. I used to say "Nguyen," and then I got schooled by some guy who I was trying to sell America Online to back when I had no soul.
Oh, right. It was Peter doing the Burger King, where that animation of the retarded guy working at Burger King. Ding, ding, fries are done, ding, fries are done. The entire song. Just him standing there behind the counter at Burger King. I don't know. Maybe Seth MacFarlane just discovered the internet.
He's catching up. Maybe they'll be a hand to the hideous GeoCities website. All your base,
yeah. Gorblack says, "A while ago I suggested you rename Halloween Jarlsberween." We could, you know, we could figure out some way to tie Jarlsberg into the in-game Halloween. Because we never really say it's... Do we say it's Halloween? We don't really have a... There's no name for that holiday. It just says go trick-or-treating in Seaside Town.
I think it says it's Halloween today.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should. Maybe we should make that... No, that would involve us doing something Gorblack said.
Yeah.
Adam Trogdor says we could do something bizarre like Arbor Day.
It would be fairly arbitrary.
Oh, Kuroshi says we could do Walpurgisnacht. I don't know. If I knew what that was, then sure. Gleam says the chair should also reduce damage done by lions. It's going to get to the point where it's just trivial to defeat a lion.
Yeah.
You know, what with a safari hat. I'm so glad we did that.
Yeah, especially after it was fixed to actually work on the one lion in the game.
Yeah. Robot Porn says, do the teeth work against the naughty sorceress's mosquito? No, they do not. Because the mosquito is defeated by the citrus of the lime, not the actual biting, right?
Yeah, the lime gets sucked by the lime, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so unless chattering teeth in your reality are filled with delicious lime juice, then no.
Hey, Enemy Lasagna says, for next Crumbo, why not do a Nightmare Before Christmas spoof? Who would have?
Yeah. Don't worry. We will.
Actually, some things I think about.
What? You can't hear. I can't hear you. This sucks. Your internet sucks. Flagstaff sucks.
This doesn't.
I mean, there's nothing else going on any computer at your house. I mean, it seems like if somebody was, like, surfing the web real hard.
No, my laptop is plugged directly into the book.
So, wow, nothing. Wow. I think it's just that Flagstaff bites a huge dick.
Probably.
E. Peters, though, too, says, Jick and Scully, just wondering what you guys think of the display case database. Like it? Hate it? Wish it didn't exist? Indifferent? I would actually like to talk to whoever runs it about the way that the data is collected, because there's got to be a better way. For something like that, for something that's there, like especially if it was like sort of integrated into the wiki or integrated into Coldfront, I would absolutely not mind providing the data for something like that in a very efficient format. You know, so it didn't have to. So they didn't have to bot collecting the data from it. I like it. It's cool. It's neat to see. And he uses Fnord's code. So, and I know that Fnord's code is very, very nice. Handing him data, says Fusilliban, would be easier, and he knows all he needs to know to process it. So yeah, E. Peters, though, too, talk to me, and we can figure out a way that, I mean, I could just dump a text file for you, that only you can get to. I mean, we can set up an HT password or something on the dev server. Because that's the way stuff works for, like, Coldfront marketplace data. And it's just absolutely trivial to generate that, whereas hitting each person's individually is not. So, as a thing that exists, I really like it. My only concern with it is the same as my concern with anything else that harvests data, is that it not do so in an irresponsible way. And I absolutely believe that you have made whatever efforts you can make to not have it do that. So, you know, I'm not accusing you of being like a big jerk or anything. But I've been meaning to talk to you, so now everyone knows that I've been meaning to talk to you about the data. I like that. That historical collection. That's cool to just see like leaderboards from back in the day. I don't know. Yeah. Huzzah.
Wow. Did you just turn into a gay Renfest guy?
Oh, huzzah. Yeah. So we went to the Sonora Desert Museum today, which is like a zoo, and then we went to Old Tucson, where we saw a gunfight, and we drank some sarsaparilla, and we saw some can-can cuties at the Grand Palace Saloon.
Huh.
Yeah.
That sounds like a different genre of fest, but a fest nonetheless.
Yeah, yeah. Old Tucson is very much like the Renaissance Festival, except instead of ye old, it's Old West.
Renaissance festivals of the Old West.
Evil Durf says, for Crimboween, you should only be able to trick-or-treat in Crimbo outfits, but you get much better stuff than normal. Oh, well, we'll come up with stuff, believe me. I wish that we hadn't done all the stuff that we did last Christmas, because it's going to be really difficult to top.
I have some ideas.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is, we are all going to be around for part of it, and we'll know ahead of time what we're going to do. I mean, the problem with all the Christmas stuff last year was that, like, we came up with it all, and then everyone went out of town. So, like, I ended up just having to, like, pretty much code everything as it was being released, which was cool, you know, but then I had to just sit at home playing with myself for a month to recover. I don't know. I'm reading questions.
Yeah. All of that is coming to recover.
I can't hear you.
Well, we've got 14.
Every time you sigh and complain, that comes through perfectly. So maybe just phrase everything like a complaint.
Jake, do you own your own gang?
Quaggy says, I did that to my boyfriend. I told him that since I went to a Catholic high school, the way we get people to stop making fun of us was to bless them. He says, really? I'm like, no. See, so there's stuff about religion. I mean, if you like grew up not saying grace, and you went to somebody's house and said grace, and then somebody farted, they could say, oh yeah, it's customary for somebody to fart after saying grace. You'd be like, wow, really? And they'd be like, no, I just farted and I was trying to, you know, distract you from the fact that I just farted by pretending it was part of our religious tradition. And then you'd be like, oh, well, thanks for making fun of me for not knowing stuff and for trying to be tolerant and accepting of your traditions. You know, in my family, we take a big shit on the table and then set stuff on fire and then leave. And then they'd be like, really? And you'd be like, yep.
Watch me. Mama's out of battery.
Your mom is out of batteries?
I'm almost out of batteries.
Oh, and you're, oh. You should plug that shit in, you know?
The living room, the court is. But the modem lives in the computer room. Jesus, if you're recording this episode for posterity, please burn every existing copy when you're done.
Kuroshi says, Walpurgisnacht is April 31st/May 1st, a very mystical holiday, also called May Day or Walpurgis Night. We did like a maypole thing. What's May Day all about? I only remember May Day from the Timber Toes in Highlights. And thinking how weird it was, that they were like, ooh, it's May Day, let's get a maypole, celebrate helicopters crashing. Because that's what May Day means, you know? It's like when your helicopter crashes. Or that crash.
About how you're supposed to give, like, leave little baskets of May Day gifts on your neighbor's doorstep and, like, ring the bell and run away.
Well, really?
Yeah. There's also...
Little did we know that we were celebrating May Day only with flaming bags of dog shit.
Yep.
Happy May Day.
Now I'm confused. Wikipedia says May Day was also originally called Beltane, but I've only ever heard of Beltane as part of the Christmas. Like pagan Christmas. Pagan.
So like a winter solstice kind of thing?
Yeah.
Is May Day supposed to be around did that stem from some vernal equinox thing, or?
It says it's the day that the sun comes back, I guess.
When is the vernal equinox?
It's the 21st of March.
Wow, so that's nothing. That can't be where that comes from.
Yeah. It's International Workers' Day is also May Day, which is more associated with socialism and communism.
Huh. Nama says, Beltane is spring. Mr. Skullhead is on drugs. Nama knows all about a Yule is the Christmas equivalent of Beltane. Nama knows all kinds of shit about Gaelic faggotry. Imbolc is February 2nd. Imbolc. Okay. Backwards is a club me. But don't you dare. Alright, I'm waiting for another one. Come on, Nama. Eostra is sometime around Easter. My wife tells me to stop making fun of her friend and calls me a douchebag. A douchebag is a hygienic product. I will take that as a compliment. Man, Wet Hot American Summer is the best movie ever made.
Yeah.
Anyone who hasn't seen it just really very much needs to. I'm so happy that I own that movie now. But mostly because I can... Oh, wait. She says Beltane equals May 1st. Yeah, okay. That's right. She was saying the same thing.
I don't know where I got that. Yeah. He said he tried to say Christmas in Wiccan states as Yule, but he ended up saying Christmas in Wakandates, it's Yule, which I thought was kind of entertaining.
I see. Nama's mom is a faggoty pagan. Nama says. Let's see. Ravioli Boy says, can you make a story time theater in Seaside Tap? It could have monthly shows and cost lots of meat to watch. I don't know how you would do that, though.
We should just make a new Flash animation every week or so.
Yeah, that'd be something we could do. And we'd definitely never just get way behind on it. I have to keep apologizing all the time. Phantom Trogger says we should have Dia de los Muertos in KOL.
Actually, he says we should have Dio de los Muertos. Which is like, holy Diva!
Your grandma's dead, but you still love her!
We just completely turned into Beavis and Butthead, didn't we?
Yep. Oh, boy. Yeah. Kuroshi says, the day is rumored to be when the witches are at higher power than usual. Also, the founding date of the Church of Satan, in a completely unrelated note. You know, every time I hear anything about Satan worshippers, I just think about my relatives back home who, at times, became terrified of the Satan worshipper threat because somebody on the television told them they needed to be scared of Satan worshippers. When, in fact, there just really aren't any Satan worshippers mutilating cats anywhere. And apparently, you know, my dad underwent some sort of like gang culture training, which I specifically remember a lot of the things he told us that they taught him, which was just, it was like some law enforcement conference where they told you different things. So much of it was just so obviously and later just confirmed to be just ridiculous urban legend. That it boggles my mind that the law enforcement community would believe some of the stuff that they were saying. I mean, it's like if the conference they go to in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, you know the marijuana addict by the semen stains on his pants. Like, it's just, it was nuts. Anyway, supposedly, anytime you see a highway overpass with Jesus Saves written on it, that means that there's a satanic altar nearby. So if you have a cat you need to mutilate, you can find it to mutilate the cat.
Oh, good.
And so, I mean,
To me,
that's just something that's obviously not true. Because if everybody knew that, they would start spraying that on overpasses everywhere and just make it not true.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
I remember when we were in high school, there were, like, pentagrams found on rocks up in Granite Dells and whatnot. But I seriously doubt that anybody got killed or any cats.
Remember when we were in high school and we went and painted all those pentagrams on the rocks?
No, that must have been somebody else.
Oh.
Because I was surprised when I saw them. Oh, Torek says he's going to Iraq on the 20th and won't be able to tune into our show. I'm sorry we're going to miss the show, and I'm sorry you're going to Iraq. And yeah, I wish you all kinds of luck, Torek.
Yes, indeed. Good luck there. And try to see if somebody can send you a care package with a CD-ROM with an MP3 so that you and your military machine can listen to us. And we promise not to make fun of the military for at least a year. I don't think I can promise that. Sorry, Torek.
I would never make fun of the military as an institution, but individual people and individual dumbasses who are in command of the military.
Not Torek. People who are commander-in-chief.
What? Right.
What?
Right.
Miss Gwynn says, May Day is Beltane. It has nothing to do with Christmas. And she knows.
Yeah.
Oh, now I see the Christmas in Wakandata is Yule. Maybe Wakandata should be the Yarlsberg holiday.
You know, last year I had Christmas in California, but it doesn't compare to that year I had Christmas in Wakandata.
In Wakandata. Sorry, Chris. It's just... It's a funny typo. It's not that we're making funny, but it's just...
Now I really want there to be a place called Wakandates.
Yeah.
Come to Wakandates.
Wow. You sound like a tourism commercial. Dork Muffin says, when someone calls you a douchebag, say, yes, I am. When I fuck your mother, she smells better.
Wow. That's pretty heavy.
Ivel Durf says, has anyone done a 100 million meat bet in the MMG yet? Can you? Is it, what's the limit in the MMG?
I thought it was 99 million.
Problems but a bitchy one?
Yeah. 99,999,000, I thought was the limit.
We guess so. Oh, I see. Bashy just sent me a message that I was glancing at. Apparently, there's some issues with the. So they're doing that Noblesse Oblige hardcore contest, and I decided to throw together a leaderboard for them because I was talking to some people that were in it, and I thought it was kind of a cool thing, and that it would be nice for people to be able to follow it in real time. So yeah, that was in the announcements. I guess I didn't really need to announce it.
So Dotar Sojat. Fresh out of Wakandates, says, please, for the love of whatever, fix your Skype by Thursday, because this really sucks. The problem is entirely on my end, and I'm not on the Thursday show, so Thursday show should be fine.
Ex-Academic says you're much more entertaining when they can't understand you.
That tends to be the case with just about anybody.
Yeah.
That's why I enjoy watching Spanish television. Say we get out of here and I go pee and we hand off to KMD. And
sure.
It's 8 o'clock.
That's cool. We don't have to do the handoff. The handoff. I was going to say the handout. But we don't need a handoff.
We don't have to do the handoff.
We don't have to play handball.
We don't have to do the Gandalf.
We don't need another hero. All right, hold on. Yeah,
right here.
Good night, everybody. For Sylvan, are you there and capable of taking us home?
Good night. So I don't want to speak now that.
Hey, Sylvan sounds like shit, so I'm guessing Sylvan is back.
Thank you for hosting, Sylvan.
There we go. Okay. All right.
Yes, thank you.
I had my mic all super muted, and I had to undo that. I forgot to do that.
Sorry about all the technical difficulties, everybody, and we'll be in better shape on Thursday, and then hopefully. We'll have gotten Mr. Skullhead in a new sound card by the time he's back on Monday.
Right then.
Yep. Good night, everybody.